to our midweek podcast with Pastor Dinesh Mitchell. We hope this message will bless you and your family.
On seven types of real wealth, you know, people like wealth, money, riches, wealth. Actually, those are three realms that you can enter. That's a different teaching, actually, but no time for that. This evening, I'm going to take time to teach you on seven types of real wealth. Okay, if you are here, you are here for wealth. Put a thumbs up so that I know that you're here, right? You show that you're here. Yes, people here say, you know, thumbs up, Pastor. All right. I know that you're here. Seven types of real wealth. It is so important to understand what wealth is. Wealth means an abundance of possession. Wealth means an abundance of possession. If you're taking down notes, that's the that is the definition of wealth, an abundance of possession. And when you look at the Word of God, there are seven types of wealth that the Word of God talks about. Many people, when you talk about wealth, they think about money and more money and that's it. But that is not it. You got to really understand what real wealth is, because when you understand what real wealth is, you begin to store up those things that the Word of God says, and you really become a wealthy person. Amen. People want to be wealthy, but the problem is sometimes they just have money. But money does not, last week when we ended, we talked about it. Money is not everything. Okay, you can have money and still be depressed. You can have money and still have no peace of mind. You can have money and you can have strife and division and all kinds of things. So money can't solve certain issues. And you have to have that understanding. All right, seven types. Everybody say seven. Everybody say seven. Yes, seven. Yes, seven is a prophetic number. And we see seven mentioned in so many places. God in 7 days created the earth. Seven is also the number of the week. Seven is a number of completion. Jericho wall, 7 days they walked around the wall of Jericho. On the seventh day, they walked another 7 days. So there is seven is a really interesting number. No time to talk prophetic stuff, because we're going to talk about this stuff right here. Number one, the first wealth that you can have is spiritual wealth. Write it down. Spiritual wealth. Spiritual wealth. And last week I talked about how also you said that if you are able to manage the wealth and the money that God has given to you here on the earth, if you are unable to do it, who's going to give you true riches? True riches. There is spiritual wealth that is called true riches, that you only can tap into in the spirit. And you have to understand that. If you're only after money, you're missing the point. Hello, are you here? Primary wealth you need to build everything else is spiritual wealth. Matthew chapter 16, verses number 26. Matthew chapter 16, verses number 26. What do you benefit if you gain the whole world? Which means, let me break it down. You are number one. You are number one doctor. You are number one lawyer. You are number one wealthiest inventor or whatever business you are doing. You are number one. But the Word of God says, what is it that if you gain the whole world, but you lose your own soul? Is there anything worth more than your soul? Spiritual wealth. People don't have time for it. Many people sometimes don't make time for it. We have people travel from a long way to be here for spiritual wealth, okay? Spiritual, not that they don't have anything else to do. Not that you don't have anything else to do. You are taking time to build spiritual wealth. When you take time to grow spiritually, when you sow to the things of God. Hello, you are you hearing me? Spiritual wealth, those things other fellows can't get, but you get it because you make time, you make space, you make scheduling just to accommodate this and say, yes, this is important because I need spiritual wealth. No spiritual health, you will have no spiritual wealth. Some fellows, no spiritual health, but they want wealth. But I'm here to tell you, if you do not prioritize, everything begins with priority. Nothing happens just like everybody said, Big Bang. And some people are still, even Christians are believing for a Big Bang. Jesus will come. Angels will come. Shakatabaro, money will come. Up here. Hello. Hello. Come on. Nothing worthwhile in life comes without decisions. Nothing worthwhile in life comes with you not using your will that God has given to. You need to make it a priority to have spiritual wealth in your life. If you have spiritual wealth in your life, I'll tell you, everything that you want to store up will follow you. Thank you for your enthusiasm. What is the benefit if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? What is it that you are for 70 years, 80 years, number one in Sri Lanka, number one in the world? What is the use? Eternity is a long time. 1,000 years, thousands of years, you lose your soul. Build spiritual wealth, ladies and gentlemen. Make time for spiritual wealth. When you read the word, you build spiritual wealth. When you go deep in the word, you build spiritual wealth. When you stay in the presence of God in prayer and fasting, you build spiritual wealth. Hallelujah. Are you getting this? When you serve, when you come to church, when you are usher, intercessor, worship, whatever you can do to serve, do it. When you serve, you build spiritual wealth. When you give, you build spiritual wealth. Not only just tithing, but you go above tithing. You sow into things. Man, come on, somebody. Spiritual wealth. People don't understand this. Number one. Number two. Fire. Solical wealth. S-O-U-L-I-C-L-E. Solical. Every human being is made of three parts: spirit, soul, and body. When you build wealth in your soul, what is a soul? What is the soul? Soul is comprised of three things: mind, will, emotions. Everybody say with me: mind, will, emotions. Mind, this is where you build your IQ and EQ. Not only just emotion, not only just intellectual intelligence, you need emotional intelligence. Relating to people, relating to situations, knowing other people's emotions, so you know also your emotions, how to manage. Hallelujah. Soulical intelligence. That's why you go through deliverance. Soulical intelligence. You're building that. Some people say EQ is just a subject, but EQ also, you cannot come to the actual EQ. Of course, sound also you have EQ, but you can't come to the actual quota of emotional intelligence unless you have deliverance actually. The world doesn't know it. This is so good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you getting this? Wealth, how do you gain this wealth? You listen to CDs. You go through deliverance. You study, you learn, you increase your emotional and your intellectual intelligence. Read a book. You see, all great fellows read books. All great guys read books. Elon Musk reads book. He reads. You think you didn't? No, he listens, he reads. What's the guy with Apple? Steve Jobs. Everyone knows Steve Jobs. Reads. Bill Gates reads. Guy with what is that? Alibaba. The whatever. You know. Jack Ma. Reads. You see their life story. Reading. Listening. As a discipline, I try to at least listen to one podcast every day as a discipline. As a discipline. Traveling, whatever. 2x speed. 1.5. Now I can listen to most of things. I can listen to 2x speed. Because I've been practicing to listen to it at that speed. So I can listen to a podcast that is 40 minutes in 20 minutes. But I listen. Listen. Fill your soul. Soul wealth. Do you have soul wealth? Wealth in your soul? Soulical wealth. It doesn't come easy. You have to discipline yourself. Are you getting this? Number one, spiritual wealth. Number two, soulical wealth. Mind, will, emotions. John chapter 3. Third John. There's a small book. In the book called Bible, there's a small book inside the book. The book within the book. Third John chapter 1, verses number 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things, and be in health just as your soul prospers. John had a revelation. Prosperity is connected with wealth because prosper is connected with possession. And possession, prosperity, he says that I don't want you only to prosper in your body, but I want your soul to prosper. There itself you see the differentiate. There's a differentiation of your body and your soul. Mind, will, emotions. Right there, it's talking about soulical wealth. Number three is the one that I really have to working on. Physical wealth. Physical wealth. Put a thumbs up. If you're hearing me and you're awake, say put a thumbs up. You know, I know that you're awake. Physical wealth. You know, physical wealth. Praise God, Haritaka. Hallelujah. Shakata Maranda. Physical wealth. So I can quote that same scripture again because it says that you be in health. Health. Connected. Because you have heard, how many of you heard? Health is wealth. Health is wealth. So already the human mind, even the secular people know that there is a wealth in your health. But John wrote it many years ago that your wealth of your health and your soul, both are important. You got to eat right. It's not easy. You got to fast. Your body is meant to fast because when you only fast, there is detoxing taking place. When you fast. That's why now people say intermittent fast and all these. Hello, where did it come from? When you read the Bible, when you see the eating pattern of, the Israelites, when they came out of Egypt, the Lord told them what to eat, what not to eat, fast, everything was given. Why? Because health is wealth. Don't smoke, drink, because Christians also smoke. Praise the Lord. And they quote the Bible also. Praise the Lord for it. But I'm here to tell you right off. No drinking. No smoking. You can quote whatever scriptures from here to Timbuktu. Don't look at evil things. Don't do evil material. Don't abuse your body. I'm telling you real stuff. You got to understand. Don't go for your cravings. Physical wealth. Focus on it. Take care of your body. And you will experience wealth like nothing else. What is the point you having millions and you die early? gave iPhone, had millions, was the wealthiest man when he was living. But the pancreas, the cancer in the pancreas could not be healed. Died of pancreatic cancer. Money in the bank. People want money, money, money. Please be my honey. But I'm here to tell you, money is not wealth. There are other wealths that you have to tap into, that even though you have money, things that cannot be changed. This is so good. Praise the Lord. Number four. 7 minutes and 3 points to go. Social wealth. This is connected with your relationships. Social wealth connected with your relationships. 20 years ago when I came to Colombo, I did not know nobody except for my cousin and a few people maybe. Now I know people. Now this is not boasting, but I am here to tell you and teach you that your social wealth is so. Now I know fellows and know people, people of people and people. I got to know, I build relationships over the last 20 years. Even the fellows who have lived here for 50, 60 years even don't know. Your network is your net worth. I'm going to say it again. Your network is your net worth. Who do you associate? Don't associate. Now, please don't get me wrong on this. If your friends are in poverty, if you don't have friends, then there is a big problem. But if your friends are poor and you are poor, you will be forever poor. There's a book called, if I'm right, 100 Things That Millionaires Do. In that says, they say, millionaires spend time with billionaires. Why? It is always the mindset change. So you have to, that's why Jesus says, you know, you have to have your relationships cleared on and get it right. Jesus says in Luke chapter 6, verses number 28, bless those who curse you, pray for those who hurt you. This world is not easy. Luke chapter 23, verses number 34. Even on the cross, Jesus said to these guys and said, forgive them, Lord, for they do not know what they are doing. That's crazy. This is relational wealth, rather. I would say social wealth. Now, Jesus had some top guns in, you know, fellows who came and took care of him. Joseph of Arimathea, to have a tomb that was not used, you don't know what is worth. This guy was loaded. There was a lady named Mary from the town of Magdalene. She came and she broke a jar in her pocket. You know how much she had? In today's dollars, the perfume that she broke was at least 15,000 to 18,000. Which means, let me break it down. At least 4.5 million. Sri Lankan rupees to 5.4 million. She had it in her pocket. And you're wondering, why did Jesus hang around this? These guys were loaded. Social wealth, you know. Joseph, when he was locked in prison, how many of you are here with me? Are you here with me? Put a thumbs up. You are getting something out of this. Social wealth, that's why you need to have connections, people. It's so important to build relationships. You were created to be relational because a triune God, a relational God created you. If anything in your mind says that you cannot do that, it's a lie from the pits of hell, and you are a part of that lie as a result, and you got to break that. Are you getting this? Social wealth. This is a side note. That's why all your relationships matter. Relationship with your wife matters, husbands, because it says specifically for husbands. Your prayers will not be answered if you are upset with your wife. Yeah. That Bible says that heaven is close. So your relationship matters. social wealth. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you getting this? Okay. Social wealth will get you to places and have support of people that you cannot even think of. No time, right? No time is going. Number five, influential wealth. Number five, influential wealth. Increase your value and you will increase your wealth of influence. Increase your value. Increase your value. Have you protected your name? Have you earned a value for your name? It's so important. People don't feel like, you know. That's why when you influential wealth, number five, right? Good name. In Singhala only we did accounts, commerce, Kirti Name. They put a name, they put weight on that. They put it on, mention it on the accounts, balance sheet. Why do they mention good name on the balance sheet as an asset? Because your name, have you built a name? It's so important to build a name, a clear name. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's why Jesus said, anything you ask in my name, my Father will order. You can't go and say, in the name of Mitchell. You can be whatever angel, it will not respond. You understand? It only responds to the name, Father only responds to the name of Jesus. John 14, verse number 13 says, you can ask anything in my name. In my name. It is so important. Are you getting this? Influential wealth. People don't have influence. It is so important to have influential wealth. Right? This year, I got invited to two conferences. Both conferences that I spoke, they paid my entire ticket. And then I'm not going to say how much they paid for me to speak. But I'm here to tell you this. It has taken 20 years. Sometimes it takes a long time. But build a good name. Build a good name. So important. Because your name. What? Has wealth. When you build an influential name, it has wealth behind it. Okay, all great guys, if you want them to speak, they will tell you the price. For 20 minutes, they tell you the price. Build a name in the area that God has called you. Number six, is it good? Community wealth. Just don't do something. Community wealth. Number six, stay with me 5 minutes. Can you stay 5 minutes? Put a thumbs up if you can stay with 5 minutes. You know, even if you stay or not, I'm going to just speak it. If you like, you can stay. If you feel like it's no wealth, you can move. Community wealth. Okay. Community wealth. If you make the community around you wealthy, it can earn you community wealth. Gandhi. Nelson Mandela. Jesus. Community wealth. It's such a powerful thing. Okay. Jesus went about doing good. Acts chapter 10, verses number 38. And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good. Doing good. Somebody say doing good. You can do good for the community. We have given such and such an amount of meals. Okay. When Kayla was doing this, she has been doing this book project for about 10 years now, giving books. When she goes to a community, and especially dry rations and so many other things that we have done projects with, but connected, you go to the three-wheel stand and those guys are waving the hand towards her. There is a community wealth. Are you getting this? Community wealth. When I say iPhone, what's the name? You come. iPhone? Steve Jobs. Windows? Bill Gates. Amazon. They don't know the name. I Jeff something, you know. Jeff SpaceX. Elon Musk. Why? You write this down and remember this. You will never be remembered for what you saved. But you will always be remembered for what you gave. You will never be remembered for what you saved. Now, when I said those names, iPhone, so many names came up. But do you remember how much they saved? You only remember what they gave. Oh, come on. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Community wealth. Okay. Freedom for black people. Martin Luther. Do you remember his bank account? No. William Wilberforce. Freedom from slavery. Do you remember his bank account? No. You will never be remembered for what you saved. You will always be remembered for what you gave. Keep giving. Keep giving. Keep giving. Keep giving. Keep giving. How many people you saved? How many people you brought to the kingdom of God? How many people you prayed, counseled? Are you hearing me? 20 years I've given. So when people, even now when I'm transitioning and I'm out of history maker, still live a history maker, they remember my name. What I gave, 20 years of my life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Is it good? Finally. I got 2 minutes. Generational wealth. Generational wealth. This is teaching. This is not preaching, but this is teaching, because this is teaching you to get these principles in your life and you will be a wealthy fellow, wealthy person. People want to be wealthy, but they only think about money. But they don't understand that if you have these things, money will come after you. Generational wealth, Proverbs 13:22. Good people leave an inheritance to their grandchildren, but the sinner's wealth passes to the godly. I am encouraging, if your father did not leave any money for you, plan to leave things for your grandchildren. That's something that we have taught in the last 5 years in our marriage. What can we do for our children? But we are thinking not only about our children, we are thinking how we will leave something for our grandchildren. So every purchase, everything that we do is already thought of what we are going to leave for our grandchildren. Myself and Kayla, no joke, serious stuff, serious discipline, serious action. But for you, I let them, our fathers, our grandfathers told our parents, they will grow up and they did something for us, baby. But if you didn't get nothing, with the help of God, remember, you will leave something for your grandchildren. Not for your children. Some people only think about their children. Think about your grandchildren, because that is what the wisest man after Jesus is saying. It's going to be important. It's wealth. Salvation is first. Spiritual. But I ended with generational. Because some of you have never received it, it's okay. You can start, you can leave. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So Father, I pray in the name of Jesus right now that this will not be just a teaching, but it will become a discipline. That in these 7 areas, that people will start building wealth. And I declare that this week will be a challenging week, that they will really put disciplines that will connect them to the 7 types of real wealth that comes from your word. Not a secular study of secularism that talks about money, 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 and hoarding of money, and look like wealth, but not real wealth. Help them to build these areas in the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, I declare and decree that spiritual wealth will be built. Solical wealth will be built. Physical wealth will be built. Social wealth will be built. Influential wealth, community wealth, and generational wealth. For all of these areas, I declare and decree that you are receiving a portion. You are receiving a portion of grace so that you will begin to move with a new revelation and understanding. And in that you will find breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen and amen. I want to take a minute to encourage you in this. You might not have anything that I said. Maybe you don't have. Maybe you have. Evaluate yourself. And see what action you can do now. Because that will help you to change your future. You are wealthy people. Wealth is already there. Because in the Lord, you can unlock all good things in Jesus' name. God bless you.
That's a wrap on today's Divine Breakthrough. Remember, every challenge is just a setup for your next miracle. See you soon in the next episode.